This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Severe weather is in the forecast for parts of the Midwest and Northeast today. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. Meantime, several tornadoes were reported on Saturday across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. A congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Republican Chip Roy of Texas, speaking with the media on Sunday, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also says he does not want to give them a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. Roy accused the Biden administration of weaponizing the Justice Department. The reigning two-time defending champions have been eliminated from the Women's World Cup. The United States was sent home following a penalty shootout loss to Sweden in Melbourne, Australia yesterday. Following a scoreless regulation, the U.S. was outscored 5-4 on penalty kicks. After three straight makes to begin the shootout, the United States missed three of its next four. The loss marks the worst finish for the Americans at the World Cup. The previous worst finish was third place. Presidential candidate Donald Trump was on the campaign trail this weekend.
Sick, what's going on? Have you ever seen anything like what's going on? I mean, I never heard the word indictment. Then all of a sudden, over a period of a couple of weeks, you get four indictments.
Former President Trump speaking in South Carolina Saturday night at the Silver Elephant Gala. This comes after speaking in Montgomery, Alabama Friday night after his third indictment.
We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
I'm Laura Winters.
Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Three people are dead after two firefighting helicopters collided in midair in Riverside, California. The crash happened around 7:30 last night. The three people who died were a Cal Fire division chief, a Cal Fire captain, and a contract pilot. One of the two helicopters that collided did land safely. The other helicopter went down, killing all three people on board. This all took place near the site of a 20-acre wildfire that erupted about an hour prior to the crash. The deadline by the Regional Bloc Economic Community of Western African States, known as ECOWAS, was yesterday for Niger's military junta to reinstate the country's ousted president. But the West African Regional Bloc that has threatened a military intervention faces prominent appeals to pursue more peaceful means. The July 26 coup adds another layer of confusion to West Africa's Sahel region that's struggling with numerous military takeovers. Simone Biles is back. The Olympic champion made her return to competitive gymnastics on Saturday in the U.S. Classic in Illinois. It's her first competition since 2021. Biles performed in four events and landed the highest overall score of the night. She beat several of her former Olympic teammates and easily qualified for the nationals later this month. It is National Lighthouse Day as we celebrate the structures that have comforted travelers throughout the centuries. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, for many years in my office in Los Angeles, I had a sign that I'd altered just a little bit. It was from that famous poet, or maybe philosopher, Anonymous. He said that obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. I made a minor modification to that, and I crossed out obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal, off of his goal. In other words, when you take your eyes off the goal that God has for you, then you start seeing the giants. You understand? And you see these things that take away from the vision that God has given you, because that's what the enemy does. He has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now. He is the pastor, senior pastor, and founder of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, California, the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Good morning to you, and hey. A happy Monday here in California, where we've got fog, and we've had 95-degree weather, and it's cool, and 66 degrees. So I just want to do a shout-out for everybody who thinks it's always hot out here. How about that?
Exactly. Well, the hot August nights are dissipating for just a moment, so we'll take the relief any way we can get it. I was talking to my son down in San Diego yesterday, and, he said it was pretty much like a crock pot experience going on over there. So I said, well, God, I get that. It's been warm all over. Phil, you know, I'd mentioned this idea of obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal, because you touched on something I thought that was pretty powerful yesterday in your sermon, in talking about the power of fear and how fear is registered and how it debilitates us. But the thing that I thought was really amazing to consider this, because we're seeing it, you know, being demonstrated quite evidently when you think about it. For example, in the political realm, the Democrats fear Donald Trump. And what you said was, you said the enemy fears your future. So, you know, we get bogged down on things. Sometimes we can't see the forest through the trees. We lose sight of the goal that God has given us. But it's amazing. The enemy is pretty well aware of the trajectory and what God is doing in our life, especially on a spiritual level, right?
Oh, exactly. And I think that's the one thing. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's the one thing that we forget, probably on a regular basis, is that God has a destiny, meaning a destination from the Latin word, all right?
Right.
To make us firm and establish us and finish well. And mm-hmm. So the enemy knows that, because he knows he ultimately can't change the course of our eternal destiny, but he can surely try to mess up our daily, let's say, routines that bring us joy and happiness and productivity. And that's a real big key. Because remember, mm-hmm. one thing Jesus said was, lay up yourself treasures in heaven. Well, where do you do that? On earth or mm-hmm. heaven. So because he's a thief and because he's a liar, he wants to rob us of all of those wonderful things.
Well, and this is why the enemy's having so much fun right now, because the ground is quite rich for his lies. You know, with social media, the cancel culture and all that, this is all an impingement upon, again, in the practical civics world of our First Amendment right. I mean, why is it, Phil, of all things, that we would have the most important, and I see this as the most important amendment to come right out of the mouths of the Founding Father? Why did they make freedom of speech so powerful?
Well, because they were silenced by Great Britain, and because we know that when man cannot dialogue, when man cannot express thoughts in a free society, that bondage is right around the corner. And and clearly, I mean, that iconic novel 1984 that was written in 1949, I'll remind the listeners, is still relevant today, more so than it was in 1949.
Because it's a pattern, isn't it? It's a like you suggested, it's a consistent pattern. You go through the history of man, and it even starts, you know, in fact, I'm, you know, as you know, I've been writing this book, and one of the chapters is talking about in the beginning, it started, you know, the first one to be canceled was God himself in the garden, was it not?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, and falsely accused. You know, that's
yes.
Well, those things go together. So that's what are you doing? You're controlling the narrative, which is what we see today. You're making your false accusations against someone, but you keep repeating it long enough, and it sounds like it must be true. And I believe it was Adolf Hitler or Goebbels, one of them, of the Nazi war machine, who said, "No one believes a small lie, but everyone will believe a big lie." You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Andy Andrews wrote about the book, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? Get them to buy a big lie. And that's exactly what happened in World War II. Yeah, and I think it was Goebbels who had made that statement. And, of course, that has been happening. I mean, it's amazing how that, again, has been part of the systemic narrative that has really dumbed us down and has us at odds with one another. Because the most important thing, you know, that any force taking over a culture that they can do is if they can take over the language and divide the people and do what's being done to America right now. Again, this is all it's all a typical model, and we're all falling victim. And this is why I wanted to bring this up with you, because you laid it out so clearly before, and that we need to understand we're being worked here. And but when you separate yourself from God, then you become victimized to the foils of humanity, other human beings. But if you're connected with God, there is discernment, and you will hate those things that God hates. And guess what? He hates anything that disturbs, you know, the life-giving force that he has deposited in his creation. And that is a huge term and has a lot of breadth and depth to that concept when you think about it.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's really interesting. I went back while we're talking here, and I thought, who said that? Because I thought it was Goebbels myself, and apparently the origin of that was Adolf Hitler in his book Mein Kampf.
Oh,
and he
talked about the
unqualified capacity for falsehood. Now think of that phrase. That's from Mein Kampf. The unqualified capacity for falsehood, that in the big lie, there is always a certain force of credibility. This is quote, because of the broad masses of a nation are always more easily corrupted in the deeper strata of their emotional nature than consciously or voluntarily. And it goes on. So I thought, wow, what an interesting concept right there. In fact, thank you very much for bringing this up, Bill. I think this might just end up in my new book, and if you put in yours too, then we'll be twinsies. How's that?
Hey, I love it. Are you kidding me? Anytime I can come alongside you and offer anything of value, it makes my day. Thank you. Yeah, this is why we enjoy this time together, because we're able to, you know, lay this out. Because again, this is why freedom of speech is so important, because we're able to advance thought. I mean, could you imagine, Phil, if we just, you know, if we just hated one another so much that we couldn't even talk, you know, what would be lost? You know, what would you lose in being able to communicate, you know, to your, to your circle of influence or my circle of influence? It would all be impacted. And this is the thing that has been insulting me so much in this previous decade is that we've, as Jordan Peterson says, we've dumbed ourselves down by siloing ourselves and listening to our own echo chambers. I mean, we've done it to ourselves. Got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Independent we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, even at 20, 25. I mean, it's kind of an attitude kind of thing. I think you've gathered. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Also, hey, don't forget to check out our new TV show that airs at 1 o'clock Eastern Time every Monday through Friday. In fact, Phil Hotzenpiller is due to come up as soon as I can break him away. He's writing books and everything else that he's been doing, and so I'm trying to get 50 minutes away from his agenda to get him on the show. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, Phil, I got to tell you, this thing is just exploding. You know, and in fact, what they've done, they've so appreciated what they've done, what we've been doing, you know, with the topic and the impact it's had, is they've given us our own dedicated channel at talk4tv.com, talk4tv.com. So when you go there, you don't have to, you know, fuss around. You just go at talk4tv.com. At 1 o'clock, we're live, boom. We're one of the featured, shows now. So all the archives of all our interviews, they're all right there, organized. It's just awesome. I mean, I'm just really excited the way this is developing and this new platform. So in addition to 3 hours every day of the radio show, now the TV show. It's just awesome.
Well, you know, do you ever sleep, Bill? I mean, it sounds like all you're doing is working.
Well, you know, I go from nap to nap, especially since the surgery. I'm doing like 3 naps a day. It's crazy, Phil. I mean, I feel good. You get energy, and then the body says, hey, slow down. And I'm just listening to my body. So in between time, you know, I do that or, you know, and, but yeah, it's a lot going on. It's, you know, not as busy as you, though. You're not.
Well, I want to remind you that Winston Churchill, throughout the World War II, he took a nap every day.
Yes. Yeah.
He did work until 3 a.m., so I just want to know, there's your routine, bro.
Right, I know. Well, exactly. Well, back in the old days, Phil, I was like Donald Trump. I'd operate off of 3 hours of sleep. And I did that for a long time. I mean, for many years. And then I realized, okay, maybe I need to do something a little bit different. And then, you know, the other thing is that in my latter years here now, is I never took a nap, but now I'm taking a nap, and now because of this surgery and stuff, but I am getting better every day. It's good. I've graduated. I don't know if I told you, but I graduated to a cane. I went from that contraption, you know, the walker thing, which is ingenious. I mean, the simple walker deal, what that thing does, it's unbelievable. And so that steadied my steps, and then, you know, they said, okay, throw that thing away. So now I've got a cane, and, you know, I'm boogieing down the road here, you know, so it's all good. But anyway,
that's great.
Yeah, God is good. Amen. Hey, let's talk about your book. I mean, this is an exclusive. This is the first time we're going to be able to talk about this upcoming book, Midnight in America. Tell us all about it. That's going to be coming out. Okay, so we're getting a sneak preview and also a chance to order his book. Now, when is it due out, Phil?
It's due out in April, and so it's a pretty early launch for books.
Mm-hmm.
But right. I've got a pretty aggressive speaking schedule with Reawaken America beginning in August this month. And so mm-hmm. What we wanted to do is we wanted to capture that audience that usually streams about 1.1 million people,
yes.
plus the live audience anywhere from 3,000 to 10,000 people. So mm-hmm. So we're excited about it. It's a book that really came out of conceptually out of a sermon I did during the lockdown of the pandemic where our church chose to stay open. And I made a comment. I said, it's midnight in America. And when I said that, it just kind of resonated in my mind. And I thought, wow, that could be a book one day. And next thing you know, I'm writing a book. And so let me just give you a really quick little preview of the introduction. It's midnight in America. The church is asleep and slumbering in the night. Like Samson, we do not know the power has departed. And like those who sleep, we're unaware of what's happening around us. We cling to our comfort like a child holding a toy. The spirit of fear has paralyzed us to believe the ancient lie that appeasement is better than courage, conformity better than freedom. The church is so hungry to be accepted by the world that it's relinquished its power, forfeited its birthright, and accepted its place for non-essential business. That's just a little less too. Two little paragraphs of the introduction.
But look at what happened, Phil. And I mean, you know, frankly, during the shutdown, I had family friends who were parents, grandparents, people who attended American Faith. And they called me. They were freaking out. They go, what's going on, man? We know you're on the board there. And, you know, and the pastor is irresponsibly leaving the church open and, you know, all this stuff. And I go, whoa, calm down. I go, where are you with God? I mean, this is God's church. And God bless him for leaving it open. And look at the aftermath, Bill. We had something like 4,000 churches close, at least 4,000 churches close during COVID. Some that just have since gone away. They've just vapored. And I think that part of that is because, you know, you talk about their birthright. You know, the church has a birthright. You think about that. And that is powerful. That is something, that birthright comes from God himself. And, you know, you courageously held to the commitment that God had given his church, and you kept the church open. And look what's happened. Look at how the people were blessed because they needed to come. You know, it's disgusting to think that our government thought that churches were non-essential, but that, porn shops and bars and other things had a higher level of an essential quality in a community than a church. How upside down and screwed up is that?
Well, and whether most people are not going to admit it, but we were right 100% of the things that we stood for, 100%.
Yes.
We were right about the mask. We were right about the vaccine. We were right about control. We were just right about it all. And that's not an arrogant statement. It's just that and we were especially right about not closing because the Supreme Court validated that and went back and fined all the states that imposed it, including our state with Governor Newsom. So I think that sometimes history does play in your favor, the stands you take. But when you stand with God and for courage and you reject fear, you're always going to win. Even if you have a setback, you're always going to win. And I think that's
exactly
the message we need to communicate to everyone.
Well, and I think I'm glad you said that, even if you had a setback, because even if it was different, even if it came out different, clearly God's hand was upon those churches. There was a clear delineation. But, you know, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it, Phil. Nobody else wants to talk about it because what does it do? It proves that God remains active in the institutions that he has sanctified and set up, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the thing that, you know, Caesar is never God. I don't care where you live, Caesar is never God. Whether it's United States of America, Caesar is not God. Or whether you're living in Nigeria or Russia, name your city, name your country. Caesar is not God. And that's the thing that Christians have to remember. God is God. And what does God say? And how are we going to follow and obey God? And that's always going to be the key to your happiness, your success, and your future.
Right. Well, and the thing is that the church was persecuted. I mean, there were some people that went to jail because they resisted and did not bow their knee to Caesar, said they would only bow to God. I mean, you know, so it ran the spectrum, what took place. But this is a bit of a test, and you got to know that this isn't the last test. Because as you and I have talked before, we know in the final days, the intensity of persecution, Christian persecution, will only increase. It will not decrease. So it's like, okay, so if you're going to go down, you want to go down in the fetal position on your knees or, you know, bowing to the altars of Caesar? Or are you going to fix your jaw, you know, on those things that are of God?
Amen. I let's stick with God, Phil. That's my theory. How about that?
Well, I'm with you 100%, Phil. And again, remind everybody how they can get their hands on your book, a little pre-sale on it.
Yeah, just go to Amazon. You can type in It's Midnight in America, and you'll see a pre-order there. We'd love to have your support. And buy one for a friend as well and pass it on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, a little coupon thing for Christmas. You can put it in as a stocking stuffer. And, boy, I'll tell you, it'll be coming out at a time when, these things always come out when they're supposed to come out, aren't they?
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah. Timing is great. It really
is. He is such a good God. Bill Hotzenfelder, thank you, sir. Take care.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. A congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Republican Chip Roy of Texas, speaking with the media on Sunday, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also says he does not want to give them a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. The reigning two-time defending champions have been eliminated from the Women's World Cup. The United States was sent home following a penalty shootout loss to Sweden in Melbourne, Australia yesterday. Following a scoreless regulation, the U.S. was outscored 5-4 on penalty kicks. After three straight makes to begin the shootout, the United States missed three of its next four. The loss marks the worst finish for the Americans at the World Cup. The previous worst finish was third place. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez. The riots wait on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Oh, no, Emily, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a real special time. We get Chef Andre Rush. He's a celebrity chef and a U.S. Army veteran that we can be eternally grateful for his service and the constitutional rights that we live under. Working as a White House chef for the Obama, Bush, and Clinton administrations, that's just one of the highlights of his amazing career. And he joins us today. He's teaming up with Bob Evans Farms and the USO to support the mental well-being of military members. Great job. The chef is currently the host of Kitchen Commando, Tubi's top reality show, and author of the best-selling book, and is in the Weightlifting Hall of Fame. Did you know that? Asparagus can be heavy, and if you're not working out, you can't pick them, and you will fall over carrying a bucket of asparagus. Right, chef?
That is true.
Just, hey, for inquiring people, in case you wanted to know. All right, so you're there at the White House under these presidencies. What an awesome opportunity. How did you get this gig?
Wow, that's a loaded question. A lot of work, perseverance, and you have to also have a top secret clearance to go along with that. But right. The truth of the matter is that it took a lot of work, a lot of dedication, and it's not just a walk. It doesn't matter about how good you are being a chef, but you have to have everything else that goes along with that: mindset, endurance, personality, and be a team player.
Right, exactly. How long did you serve in the military, chef?
Over 23 years.
Wow. So you were retired, and now when you start working at the White House, you're already out of the military, right?
I was still in the military as well.
Oh, okay. So that started it there. So, okay. So then, so you're there. Wow. What an awesome opportunity. Just share with us only because, look at, we will never get into the back kitchens of the White House. Give us a fascinating story that nobody has heard, that only you know about your White House experience. That's not going to compromise your top secret clearance.
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
I keep loading questions on you. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem. I'll tell you one of the favorite stories. It's going to be a food story. Is that it's actually right in front of me. It's about macaroni and cheese. And I actually used macaroni and cheese for one of the president's favorite meal that I've ever made for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it about macaroni and cheese? I mean, to me, it just seems so pedestrian, but yet, for people that know how to prepare macaroni and cheese, it is like, I mean, because you always hear, you know, like you hear some people say, well, you know, I love liver and onions. I can't, you know, it tastes like liver, doesn't matter. Well, you haven't had it the way I make it. And same thing with macaroni and cheese, right? Same thing with macaroni and cheese. You've never had it the way I've done it, right? So what is it about this unique, iconic, very simple, you know, concept, macaroni and cheese? What is it about it?
Well, you know what? It's like with Bob Evans macaroni and cheese. You know what? I made these macaroni croquettes with avocado sauce, and they're absolutely amazing. It's elevated. It's a comfort food. It's delicious. It's easy. It's fun. You can have it with the kids, have it with yourself, have a snack during the summer. It's just so versatile with that. It's a comfort thing, and it's so simple. Mm-hmm. It's mac and cheese, but you can always elevate it and make it better.
Chef, this isn't fun. You know, you are making me hungry, and you're, you know, we're thousands of miles away here. I'm in Florida right now, and you've got all this great food, and then you start talking about Bob Evans and, you know, macaroni and cheese. And I got to tell you, I'm guilty. I've not tried it, but the next time I go in, I am going to try it, and I'm going to think of you. Okay?
You have to, of course.
All right. You got it. Okay, so when you plan a meal, what do you look for?
Ooh, when I plan a meal, a couple different things I look for. I look for a range of ingredients, like, for instance, heat and eat sides, like with Bob Evans, which is known for the high quality, extremely delicious, like, for instance, the macaroni and cheese, the mashed potatoes, the sausage, the liquid eggs, and they're found everywhere nationwide in grocery stores. So it's something that's simple that you can elevate always.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking to Chef Andre Rush, the celebrity chef and the host of Kitchen Commando. All right, so we talked about the White House. So how did you get the gig and the relationship with Bob Evans?
So the gig in the White House is a long story, but I'll be honest with you, it just takes a lot of practice, a lot of work. You can't have any egos. You have to be a team player, and it has to help that you have a top secret clearance to go along with
that.
So that's what you have to
balance. Thing. Yeah, and plus you can't poison a president, okay? Because that'll get you. You'll lose the gig real quick, right?
Really quick, and a lot more.
Right, I bet. So in the White House, how many chefs were there?
We only had about 7.
Uh-huh. But you're cooking 24/7, aren't you? I mean, because you got to be available for the president anytime he wants a midnight snack or a 3 o'clock in the morning snack, right?
No, not me personally, but there are some that do.
Yes, right. Those are the ones that get they got the short straw, huh? When you send out the straws, oh, bummer, man, you got the 3 o'clock feeding, you know, that you've got to handle.
True.
Right. So with Bob Evans, how did you strike up this partnership? This is a great relationship
you
got here.
No, it's actually a wonderful relationship. I've been doing this all my entire life. I'm in service, but coming out of service, you know, giving back for mental wellness is what I do. I've always done it. So to pair with Bob Evans, knowing what they do and how they do for the military, pairing with the USO, it's absolutely amazing. They brought me along with it to be a face of that, and so I am being that face and representing so much and so many for our military men and women in this country.
Well, to hear you share about Bob Evans' commitment to the military warms my heart, being former Marine, you can imagine, right? So this is going to, you know, all the more, exactly. So this all the more endears me to what you're doing with Bob Evans. Okay, let's talk family meal. What do you suggest for a go-to family meal?
for a go-to family meal, I'll be honest with you, I just said about the croquettes. That is something that you can have with the family that's going to be really easy. But one of the family meals, the things that I would say about the most important ingredient about family is family. You know, having them coming together. And a recent study with Bob Evans shows that families that eat together, sit down together, are more connected. Unfortunately, over 73% of active duty military members, they don't get that every 2 weeks or more, they get to sit down. But that just shows you how the world has changed and how busy it's become. But we have to make time for ourselves, especially our kids.
Yeah, we need to honor that time, don't we? I mean, put down the cell phones. Let's, you know, minimize the distraction and let's focus on one another. I know that my most memorable, I came from a big family. There were nine kids. And my mother served meals in shifts, if you can imagine, you know, with nine kids because of all our different schedules. But when we were able to sit down, even with the group that whatever shift we were on, it was really cool to be able to have that. But of course, today we've got all the distractions and, you know, but my encouragement to our audience, I'm sure you probably feel the same way, Chef Rush, is that, look, at let's realize that the most important ingredient in a family meal is the family. Like you said, I love that. That's a great concept. We need to practice that.
And
get better at it.
I agree with you. I grew up the same way with nine of our family, and that's where I got my cooking from. It's from my mother. Like you said, it was in shift. And so as a little kid, I used to go and cook with my mother and fell in love with it.
Yeah. How cool is that? You were wired from day one to do this. Okay, so the most important ingredient for a great meal. Everybody's waiting for this answer. Go ahead.
The most important, I actually just said the most important ingredient for a great meal is family. It's always going to be family first with me. You can have the best meal in the world, but if you don't have the family collaborations together, being together and understanding for people to come down and just stop what they're doing. And of course, it doesn't hurt if you have all the Bob Evans food that goes around with it because it's so versatile. I have my shepherd's pie. I have my macaroni croquettes. I have so many other different things you can have together. But first all and foremost, you have to have family. You have to have everyone come together, stop, and do it together. Not just, like you just said, not just individually.
Right. So, again, congratulations, Chef, for teaming up with Bob Evans Farms and the USO to support the mental well-being of military members. How can our audience engage and be on the winning side here?
Being on the winning side, all you have to do is go to ourfarmsalute.com and learn more about the program, learn more about USA and what you can do to help them in their endeavors, and more about my great cooking, Bob Evans Farms product.
You got it. Chef Andre Rush, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Okay, hanging in there? All right, good to have you with us. Jeff Johnston is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's the issues analyst at Focus on the Family. Boy, a complicated type, you know, you think about it. What a title, issues analyst. And we're going to be talking about 16 state attorneys general that have filed an amicus brief opposing parents' rights and supporting policies where schools hide information about children's sexual identity confusion from their parents. Yeah, this is going on. I mean, you would think that after all that was revealed in COVID and, you know, and we understand, I mean, sadly, it's like the blue states against the red states, all right? We can pretty much tell what's happening in the blue states. They're going to continue on in controlling, you know, our children and telling parents that they have no rights. They're going to beckon their knee and their decisions with the unions as opposed to, you know, parents having the responsibility. Jeff Johnston is on the line with us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing well. Good to be with you.
Hey, always appreciate this time. This is unbelievable, but, you know, again, it just reminds us that, you know, this fight that seems so commonsensical is not, it's not over. I mean, this is a process that we're having to battle through to remind these institutions that nobody surrendered their children to the state, did they?
No, nobody did. And it shows us really how dark the time has become when you have 16 states where the attorney general says, no, the school has the right to hide information from the parent. And they're weighing in on this Massachusetts case where two families sued, saying this, one family said the school had begun to transition their 11-year-old daughter and hid that from the parents. And the other family was just concerned about what was being taught in the schools. They said, you know, this could happen to my kids. So they were
exactly
suing on behalf of their own children. And now you have 16 attorneys general who say, no, they're not, the kids don't belong to the parents. They belong to the schools. And the state should be able to supposedly protect these transgender identified children.
Yeah, this has been going on for decades, Jeff. I mean, we've argued this when they were wanting to, you know, take our children out the back door and give them abortion advice, right?
Yeah, and that's, you know, there's plenty of states where you can school can still do that with a child, where Planned Parenthood can offer an abortion or the abortion pill to minors without telling the parents about it. That's the law here in Colorado. It's the law in California and a number of other states. And so it's the state trying to jump in to what should be the parents' right to raise their kids the way they see fit. And, you know, parents know their children. They love them. They have their best interests at heart. But now the school and the states are stepping in and saying, no, we know better than you do.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, like they were there when the child was born, had been there, you know, for the last 12 years with the child and understand every aspect. But meanwhile, the parents, I said this back in the days when we were arguing about the, about the abortion issue. I'm going, here it is. You have a daughter, say a daughter at your table, your dinner table, and she's all moody and depressed. You don't even understand what's going on. And you have no idea that she just went and had an abortion. Because this was all covered by the state. It was covered by the teachers. I mean, what an abandonment and breach of trust, you know, that these institutions that we pay for with our tax money that, somehow gives them some higher, you know, mightier than thou attitude and claim. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, this is so disgusting, Jeff. I just think that sooner or later and prayerfully sooner, that there would be such an outrage and pushback by these parents that they would just sue them up the yin-yang, so to speak.
Yeah, and we're starting to see that happen. There's a lawsuit in Florida there's two lawsuits from two different families where the school tried to hide what they were doing with the child. You have women who have been severely damaged by transgender surgeries and hormones, sometimes when they were only 13, 14, 15 years old, and now they're filing lawsuits. There's at least four lawsuits now in four different states against hospitals and doctors. But it's really, really sad that it takes a lawsuit to fight this.
Even if you win, Jeff, the money, how is that going to put your life back together again? Because now, I mean, you talk about gender confusion, and what the studies are showing us is that, okay, all right, so you've done something with the exterior, but the thing that God had woven together in terms of DNA and the interior of the biologics of a, you know, of a human being, you can't change that. And so here, this person's life, who makes a decision, a life-altering decision at 10, 11, 12, 13 years of age? I mean, what do you do? Okay, so you go and you sue somebody, but meanwhile, you've got somebody who's, you know, mentally messed up.
Yeah, and physically as well. Some of the physical damage, it just can't be undone.
Right.
Some of these women are realizing, I'm never going to be able to give birth. Even if I do give birth, I don't know how being on testosterone is going to affect my child. I can't breastfeed them. You can't, the way that damages a young girl. And so that's what's going on in these schools. You have the schools and doctors, medical providers, pushing this agenda that is so harmful and so horrendous. And, I think parents do have to rise up. First of all, at the local school level, say you're not going to do this at my school. And then secondly, we've got to begin winning back state legislators who are passing these kind of laws and, getting rid of attorneys general who are in favor of doing these kind of horrific things to children.
Yeah. And what I'm hearing over and over again from the experts, Jeff, is it starts at the local level. You've got to take over your school boards, and that is immediate. That can happen in a matter of months. As we start, you know, branching out and you talk state and federal level, that's a year-long project. But we can start to make, and there are already people doing that, making local impacts and saving our kids on a local level immediately. And we've got to have a concerted pushback. And I think that you've got the mama bears across the country. They're standing up, papa bears as well, that are coming out and doing this. And we've got to do everything we can to encourage them. Jeff, I know that Focus on Family has been such a great resource for families who want to, you know, make sure that they push back in a reasoned and measured manner, where would you direct them?
Well, I would send them to thedailycitizen.org, which is the outlet I write for. And at the very top of that page, we have a list of some resources for parents. We have transgender resources, LGBT resources, homosexuality. Again, that's at thedailycitizen.org, and it'll redirect to our site. And then I would sign up for the Daily Citizen. There's a daily email and then a weekly one that keeps you apprised of the news. And we are constantly putting in our articles resources to help families and places you can get engaged, where you can get involved on these issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you also are going to read about some success stories, because you're not going to hear about it in the mainstream media. All right. They're doing everything they can to squash this down. But, you know, knowledge is power. And the truth is powerful even more so. And so, you know, these stories, these testimonials from people who've been there, done it, bought more than the T-shirt, and they're here to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And what they're doing in order to offset this push by, you know, our public schools, and you're thinking, well, I'm sending my kids to be educated, not to be transitioned. But I guess it's one size fits all, and you know, the elites are taking over, and these educators somehow think that they know better than the parents. Well, you know, if you don't push back, if you don't let them know that they're violating, you know, your rules, then they're going to continue to do this. And the other thing, too, Jeff, is people need to have help, because what's going on is that these schools, you know, they love the power. And so when you take that power away from them and say, how dare you do these to my kids, then they find a way to engage the local officials and, you know, police and start putting pressure on you for, you know, doing something, you know, against your child, which is astounding to me.
Yeah, it's just crazy. There are several states now that have passed laws where they are sanctuary states, mm-hmm. where the courts have been directed to take the children away from parents who don't agree with these kinds of procedures. And you're right, we do try to highlight the success stories. I was just at a conference a month ago, and there we have 40 state-based family policy councils where people can get involved. And in at least 20 of those states, we've passed legislation to save girls' sports. And we've also passed what we call Help Not Harm Acts, where they protect children from these egregious procedures. And they, it's actually against the law in those states now. And again, there's a lot of lawsuits back and forth on both those issues, the sports issue and the medical issue. But we are seeing some success, and I think people are waking up, and I'm pretty pleased with that.
Well, that's great. Well, we need to continue to push forward and understand, you know, we see this at the federal level. Even though there may be laws and it may be against the law, some of them are so stubborn, they're still continuing to move forward because they just want to die on that hill. They want to die on that hill that says that they know better, that this child. I mean, they have really just gone over the top in their imagination about, you know, what a child is dealing with this gender confusion. Right, Jeff?
You're absolutely right. This is coming down from every federal agency. That was one of the administration's first directives, that they were to push LGBT issues through every single federal agency. So it's happening at that level and the state and the local level. And so we've got to be alert and pushing back in all three areas, really.
Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about hearing success stories, you know, on, let's say, on the conservative side in protecting children. I'm not hearing a whole lot of success stories on the other side. I'm hearing more nightmares. I mean, even to the point we interviewed a gentleman that just did a documentary in Sweden. Sweden understood the problem, and they disconnected pretty quick.
Yeah, you're right. This is something that countries around the world are backing off from, while here in the States we're pushing forward with mutilating and harming children's bodies.
Jeff Johnson has been our guest. Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
Power grid
Thank
and
you,
want
Bill.
To generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No other net.